Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, as I was telling you there before the break, the Irish language rap group NECAP has won its discrimination case against former British Conservative Party Minister Kemi Badenoch, who is, of course, the leader of the Conservative Party right now. I'm joined from Belfast by RTE's Northern correspondent, Conor McCauley. Good morning, Conor.
Morning, Claire.
So what's interesting about this case is that Kemi Badenoch's former Department of Business and Trade, they said that they would no longer be contesting it. So they put their hands up, did they?
Effectively, yes, that's what happened this morning, Claire. I mean, just for a little bit of context, this all goes back to a decision of a former Tory government and then British Secretary of State for Trade, Kemi Badenoch, as you said there, to refuse NECAP a £14,000 arts grant. Now, they objected to that. They took that decision to court, and a settlement effectively was reached today. It was a bit of a media circus here, as you might imagine, this morning, as it often is around NECAP. The band member known as DJ Provy turned up at Belfast High Court in a repurposed RUC Land Rover, which was flying a couple of large tricolours and a Palestinian flag. He got out wearing his trademark tricolour balaclava and went into court. And effectively what happened there was a very short proceeding, a couple of minutes in duration, really. Only the judge was told that there'd been a settlement, that the band was now going to get the £14,000, that the UK government accepted that the original decision had been unlawful and procedurally unfair, and that was it. And I have to say, Mr. Justice Schofield, who heard the case, sent all the parties on their way with a hearty gurumayagat at the end of it.
Right. So what did DJ Provy say afterwards? Did he react to what happened in court?
Yeah, he came out to the assembled media who were waiting outside, a bank of cameras waiting for him outside, and he effectively said, he said a couple of things. He said this had never been about the money. It had been about the principle. He said the band didn't want the money. He says it may as well have been 50p as £14,000 as far as he's concerned. And he said he was going to split the cash. So half and half between two community groups, one on either side of the Belfast peace line. So they'll each get £7,000. One of them is an Irish language group based in West Belfast and the other is a youth group based on the Shankill. DJ Provy said the fact that the decision had been discriminatory was blatantly obvious, that the UK government, in the guise of Kemi Badenoch, had effectively been trying to stop them expressing themselves in their chosen way. And he said that, as far as he was concerned, the reason that she'd done it was because the Tories had been angered by a 2019 tour poster that NECAP had, which showed Boris Johnson on a rocket.
Yeah, and it's interesting that it was approved. It got through the process to a certain point until it got right up to the very top of the Department for Business and Trade and to Kemi Badenoch. That was when the application was stopped.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, effectively, I think she and another UK government department had final say in respect of this. But you're right, it had been essentially more or less signed off. They were due to get the money and then finally at the last minute, they were told that they weren't getting it. And that is, of course, what led them to take this High Court action, civil action, which was resolved this morning.
Great, Conor. Thank you very much for taking us through it. Conor McCauley there, RTE's Northern correspondent.